say something.
Hey, it's good to be here. Good to be coming into your place of listening, wherever you may be. Trust we can be a help to you, be an encouragement to you. Trust if you're home, you have been to the house of God. And if not, trust that you will get ready and go to the house of God. And if you're in the jailhouse, to try to tell you there is hope for you in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we'd like this day to say we appreciate Brother Wiley Bailey coming by last Sunday and preaching for us. We appreciate him. I appreciate his family. Just a young preacher. So we try to help him, encourage him. These young preachers need help. We had to have help years ago when we was younger. So these younger preachers need it today, more especially in the day we're in today when people are rejecting the Word of God and turning away from it. So if you have your Bibles today, we would like to continue on with the thought that we was on week before last about where the supernatural work of God, the new birth is. It's not something we can do, something that man can do, but it is all of God. Amen. So I trust him. We preached about where Jesus said you must be born again. And then we got on over there where he was talking about no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. We know and realize that man just can't come to God just any time he takes a notion, according to this Bible. Amen. It's all work of God. And I do know there's some things that I do not know how to do, which has been used a whole lot in this modern time today, but I don't know how to do it. Get out on the corner of the street and be a soul winner. I don't know how to do that. I know how to get out on the street corner and testify the goodness of God, but I don't know nothing about this here soul winning business we got into today. Testify to people where you work, where you go, where you meet them. Tell them about what God's done for you. And I do not know how to lead anybody to Jesus. I don't know a thing in the world about that. But I do know I tell you what he said. Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the door. And tell you, if you'll come to him, he'll take care of the problem. And I do not know nothing about sharing the gospel. Amen. I know we got a lot of people today talking about sharing the gospel. And the gospel belongs to God Almighty. It don't belong to me, so I can't share something that's not mine. All I can do is just preach the gospel. But I want to continue on with supernatural work of God. You know, last time we preached, I believe we preached out of Jeremiah chapter 18, where the potter went down and got the clay. The clay didn't come out to the potter, but the potter went down and got the clay. Amen. And he didn't stand upon the bank and he didn't read it out. And God, and he didn't coax it out. He went down in there and got it. And that's the way God has to do for a sinner. But in Psalm chapter number 3 and verse number 8, we're going to read just a portion of this scripture. I want you to know something today. We're living in a time when this thing has been taken out of the hands of God and put in the hands of man. And that's the reason why we're not seeing people saved, born again, being changed. But Psalm chapter number 3 and verse number 8, for part of a verse it says, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Now salvation is of God. It's not of man. It's not of no denomination. It's of God. You remember when Jonah was down in the belly of the whale, Jonah began to repent, and he said, salvation is of the Lord. So salvation means deliverance. And if we ever get deliverance, it's going to be God that does it and not man. Man cannot deliver you. And God, he can't even deliver himself, let alone deliver you. But I want to turn to 1 Corinthians where God give us just a little portion to do. And I'm going to get back in Jeremiah chapter 18. But I want to read just some things here that God give man. I'm glad when he saved him and called him, he did give him preaching the gospel, let him have a part in it. For Bible said in Psalm 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now God has chosen a way and made a way that He saved people. And the Bible said it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And I'm glad that God give man a little part into His plan and give him the opportunity to preach and testify and tell the goodness of God and what God had done for him. And let's go back, if you would, to Romans chapter number 10. Then we'll go on back to Jeremiah chapter 18. And the Bible said in Romans chapter number 10 and verse 14, how shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. So therefore, it's going to take a preacher preaching God's Word, and then when the Word of God is preached, thank God, the Bible said it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and asunder, even to the marrow and to the bone, and even the intents of the heart. The Word of God, the Holy Ghost will take the Word of God and go down in the heart of a sinner and condemn him, bring condemnation on his heart. Thank God, and Bible said, godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of. So it's going to take the preaching of the Word of God to ever get to a sinner's heart. Thank God. How shall then, Bible said, how then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe on Him whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And it's written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So it's going to take the Word of God preached to us and tell us that without Christ, that Adamic nature, we are lost and undone without God. There is no hope, but the preaching, thank God, of the cross and the preaching of Christ, bring condemnation on the heart of a sinner and tell him if he will come to Christ with a broken heart and a broken and contrite spirit, amen, with repentant spirit, and repent toward God, that God will redeem him. Amen. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I've said it a lot of times. Faith is not asleep in the darkness, but faith is a leap into light. Thank God, you cannot believe what faith is. Believe in what God said. The Bible said we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said we all are unrighteous. Thank God, the Bible said our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. Amen. Bless your heart. And the Bible said there is none that seeketh after God. No, not one. We've all like sheep. We have gone astray. We've all turned to our own way. But bless your heart, I'm glad that God made a way at Calvary, that man could come back to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad today, if you'll grab a hold of faith that God gives you,
Our faith come by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. The Bible said without faith it is impossible to please God. The Bible said that they come to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So if you're sitting today lost in the jailhouse or in your house, wherever you may be, I'm going to tell you without Christ, you're doomed to hell. But I'm going to preach to you, thank God that Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I'm glad to thank God He said, any man that come to me, I will in no wise cast him out. Friends, you hear me, and you hear me well. You latch upon, thank God, and realize that without Christ, I don't care how many churches you belong to, I don't care how many times you've been baptized, you can be baptized in every mud hole from here to the Mississippi River till the tadpoles know your social security number, but unless you come to the knowledge of Christ and come to repentance and faith toward Him, you're still lost. You're still on your way to hell. But I'm glad that there on Calvary, when Christ cried out, it is finished, it was a plan, thank God there was a way of redemption made for man through the Lord Jesus, that you can come to Him and have life and have it more abundantly. Thank God, bless His holy name. I'm glad He made that way. Only thing I know to do is preach Him and preach the cross. Amen. Thank God, without that, no man can be saved. I hear the song this morning on the radio. People don't realize what they're singing sometimes. But I hear the song where they're singing that God searched through heaven and tried to find one sacrifice that was worthy. But that's not so. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Revelation, John saw Him as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Before there was ever a sinner, there was a Savior. Amen. God already had the plan of salvation in His heart and mind. Ain't God the Son done already? I know He is going to die for the sins of the world before the world was ever created. God didn't have to look for nothing. He already, ain't God, God is the one that come up with it. Jesus is the one that bought us. Amen. If you ever get saved, you will come through the blood of the Lamb of God. Now let's go back now to Jeremiah chapter 18. I started it a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't get through with it, and I will not get through with it today. But I was preaching about that clay. We're back in the days of Jeremiah's day. The potter didn't have a backhoe. He didn't have an 18-wheeler. I'd have took his clay to his pottery plant. Thank God he had to go down and get it for himself. I bless your heart. And that's the way God does. He goes down to a wicked sinner. Thank God, God digs him out by the preaching of the Word of God. Roots him out. And the Bible teaches us, thank God, and read this, that the Lord's the one that draws a sinner. Oh, the Lord is one that gives him a space of repentance. Oh, the Lord is the one that gives him salvation after he repents. Salvation salvation is not of man. It's not of no denomination. But salvation is of God. Amen. As I said, I went to that potter's house. Thank God. And I spent several days at the potter's house. Thank God. And he explained all the works of getting that clay. And I went through the part where he dug it out and laid it out and let it dry. I then actually laid it out and let it dry. He carried it and put it in the building and let it dry even more. Then they took a hammer and beat that clay and beat it into powder. Amen. That's the way God is. When he gets a sinner, you said, I thought God was love. He is. He loves you enough to dig you up. He loves you enough to dry you out. He loves you enough to grind you to powder. Thank God that he might mold you and make you like unto his dearest darling son. It's the work of God. It's not the work of man. I bless your heart. We took it out of the hands of God. In this modern day, today we took it out of his hands. Amen. And put it in the hands of man. A preacher was talking the other day. I was preaching somewhere. I was preaching about the wrath of God. Amen. John chapter number 3, along about verse number 36. I believe it is. The Bible says something like this. Amen. He that believeth on the Son hath life. He that believeth not hath not life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him. Amen. He said, didn't you know that you're supposed to preach the love of God? That's what I'm preaching. God loves you enough. Amen. That he gave his only begotten Son. God loves you enough. That he's putting men down here with this Bible. How to preach to you. How to tear up your sanity pad. And make you realize that you're lost without him. Thank God. If we don't ever get afraid of God and the judgment of God and the condemnation and going to hell, we'll never repent. Amen. I don't care what no man says. You know, when I got under conviction, I got scared. Amen. I bless your heart. I woke up a trembling. I from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I was afraid. Amen. Of what God was fixing to do. I knowed I was a sinner. I knowed I deserved hell. Ain't God something that's left off being preached anymore? Is hell, but it's still just as real as it ever was. Amen. But I was afraid that God was going to cast me into hell. And he would have if he hadn't tore up my place, hadn't ground me to powder, hadn't broken me, hadn't got me to realize that I couldn't do nothing. Then I went to him. Amen. I didn't go to the preacher's house. I didn't go to somewhere where there's a passing out track. I went to the house of God. I made my way to the old mourner's bench. That's something nobody don't know nothing about anymore. Amen. Been took out of most churches. But they used to call the old mourner's bench where sinners would go and moan over their sins. But that's gone today. Friend, but you hear me. I went that morning to the mourner's bench. I mourned and I wept. Don't ask me what I said. And I didn't read and repeat no prayer after no ma'am. Amen. They did not read to me out of the blessed book. They just said, pray, boy, God hear you. All I've done was y'all at the best of my ability. I pleaded guilty before God and said, I'm lost and you're the Savior. And if you don't do something, I'm going to hell. I said, God, I do remember. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Thank God, you know what happened? He come by. Thank God, I feel like having a running fit. He come by. He give me deliverance. He set me free. I stand here today, a whole and a complete man, because of what He done. Amen. We've took it out of the hands of God. Salvation is of the Lord. I wish you'd get that through your head. Salvation is of the Lord. You don't have to have me down at your house to get saved. Amen. If you feel conviction of God, get out in the back room. Amen. Go off down in the woods. Amen. Get in the closet. Get in where you want to. Sit in your recliner wherever you are. If your heart's broken and you got a repenting spirit about you, I don't care where you are. If you're in the jailhouse, hey man, you're locked up and can't get out. If you're hearing my voice, hey man, and God's dealing with you, don't be, ain't God brokenhearted because you got caught up with of what you've done. Ain't God, you better be brokenhearted over the sins you've committed again, God, that God's caught up with. Hey man, bless your heart. God's still in the saving business. It's not in my hands. It's in the hands of God. Thank God, I see I ain't going to get through this. I'm going to tell a story about how several years ago I was coming into work one day. Hey man, driving an old 1966. A Chevrolet pickup, just a pile of junk. And I had a certain way, short way home. I always went that way. Hey man, but I got to this road. It was a long way around. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, you take that road and you go that way. And I didn't ask no questions. I hit that road and started that way. It went to the house, but just along the route. I got about a half a mile over the road. And there's a man come running out of the house. Hey man, tears are dripping. Tears are dripping off of his chin. He said, I'm lost. I'm under conviction. I'm going to hell. Would you pray for me? And we got down right in the middle of that gravel road. Hey man, begin to pray. And God gloriously saved that man right in the middle of the gravel road. Hey man, I didn't pull no magic on him. I didn't read. I don't matter. As a matter of fact, I don't know what I had a Bible in truck and all. I didn't read nothing to him. I just said, pray till you and God are satisfied. I bless your heart. All we need to do is tell people that God still saves. God still redeems. And that's what He done to me. Amen. Bless your heart. I remember one time down at work. I worked in a steel plant until 10 o'clock one night. When we got off, my boss man, I went to church, and he come by where it wasn't too long after I announced my calling to preach. He come by and asked me, he said, there's a fella down here that's heavy under conviction. Says he wanting to pray. When we get off after a while, he said, will you stay with me and pray with him? I said, we'll stay all night if it takes it. Amen. At 10 o'clock when the horn went off, everybody went out of the building except me and my boss man in that center. We got right down in that dirty floor. And I don't know how long was down there. But after a while, he raised both of his hands and said, God save me. Amen. That's what I'm getting at. It's out of our hands. It's in the hands of God. I bless your heart. Thank God here, he said, it pleased God. I through the foolishness of preaching, ought to save them that believe. Amen. And he didn't say foolish preaching, but he said through the foolishness of preaching. Amen. The way I preach, if anyone in this modern day we look at today, they'd think I was an idiot. The way I stomp, I slobber, amen, and get around. Thank God. So would you bear with me just a little bit in my folly while I do some fear? I'd act like a fool and just preach the Word of God to you and tell you that Jesus is still in the saving business. Amen. How can they hear without
a preacher, and how can they preach except they be sent? Now God sent them to preach. Amen. You know, Jesus told Peter one time, He said, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. You know, a lot of people got a lot of ideas what the keys was. Amen. But I'll tell you what I believe it was. I believe it was the call to preach. Amen. Because on the day of Pentecost, when Peter got baptized from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, with the Holy Ghost of God, the Bible said he reared back and preached. You'll find it in the book of Acts. And the Bible teaches us that he opened up heaven, and there's some 3,000 souls got saved on that day. Somebody said prayer's the key. Somebody said singing's the key. I believe preaching's the key to the kingdom of God. First time we find it open, Peter preached. I believe the preaching of the Word of God is the key to the kingdom of heaven. That's the only way a sinner's going to get in. Amen. See, I didn't get back to this pottery again. Maybe we'll get it next Sunday. I bless your heart, but listen to me. And you hear me well. If you hear the preaching of the Word of God, God's dealt with your heart. You fall down wherever you are. Amen. And you repent of your sins. Amen. The Bible said, any man come to me with a broken heart and broken and contrite spirit, he said, I'll in no wise cast him out, brother. God standing with outstretched arms, opening arms. Just like the brother preached last Sunday, we left and we're home. I said, no, he preached about how the prodigal son, when he went home, amen, the father was waiting on him. That's the same way of God, sinner. If you're out there lost or wallowing your sins, God's standing with outstretched arms. God sent the best heaven had. He sent his darling son how to come down here to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross of Calvary. Amen. So God loves you enough. Amen. That he might redeem you from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people. How zealous of good works. You hear me? Our friend today, repent and get right with God. It do me nothing no greater. If you want to phone me, my name and phone numbers in a phone book and got on a Sandrock Exchange, you phone, nothing do me no better than for you to phone me and tell me that you got saved by the grace of God. Thanks be unto God. You hear me? Hear me well. God is still in the saving business. Till next Sunday, may the Lord bless you. Is there prior to this time? We'll turn it back to the announcement.